Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.
Jesse at the Gulch. If the place sounds cliché-ish, you can't blame Gerritsen because not every Siouxland burg is blessed with a built-in tourist trap. Seriously, Gerritsen has a brand. Jesse James was here. He was. Not some lousy impersonator. The real Jesse James. And there lies the tale. Devil's Gulch, someone once called it, like something out of John Wayne.
The dust in Devil's Gulch was thick as hide on a buffalo hump.
You know, that kind. But Gerritsen's not only got a star, they've also got a story. You may be wondering what the Sam Hell Jesse James was doing in Northfield, Minnesota in September of 1876. What drew him was a bank, 500 miles north from his Missouri home. He and his gang figured to knock off the local bank and hightail it back south, just that simple. But why that far north? He wanted a piece of the guy with the namby-pamby name of Adelbert Ames, a Yankee Civil War hero who'd taken up residence in Northfield, where his father owned a mill. No two peas in a pod here. Jesse James was a criminal. Adelbert Ames had served his country in war and peace during Reconstruction, when he served as the governor of Louisiana. By Southern measure, he was a lousy carpetbagger trying to impose Yankee justice on Rebs who just coughed up a surrender at Appomattox. Adelbert won the war, but lost just about every battle thereafter. And when he left Louisiana, he was burned out mentally and emotionally, having taken on a task no one could accomplish. With malice towards none, he defended the black folks of Louisiana against the KKK, who had a thing for hangings. What he discovered was that moral courage didn't stand a chance against brutality. Adelbert Ames intended to buckle on my armor anew, he said, that I may better fight the battle of the poor and oppressed colored man. And at that mission, he'd lost big time. Jesse James was a well-read criminal. He wanted to take Adelbert Ames' carpetbagging money. That Yankee's money was worth a trip all the way up to Northfield. This was no run-of-the-mill bank heist. The whole deal was personal and political. And it went bust, bloody bust. Jesse James might well have been well-read, but when he and the gang rode into town, they looked like no one else on the sidewalk. Townspeople knew they were bank robbers long before they'd gone in the front door. They just looked like trouble. So when they hit the bank, no one was surprised. What happened inside and out wasn't pretty. People were shot and killed. Even the governor weighed in with a $5,000 reward for the James gang, dead or alive. Hence, the biggest posse in American history was chasing Jesse James into a little town not far from here named Gerritsen, where, on his horse, Jesse came up to a chasm called Devil's Gulch, turned around, and then spurred that mount on to jump 20 feet and escape the crowd coming after. You can visit Devil's Gulch. You can judge for yourself whether any man or beast could ever make that leap. Myths are born in those places where we'd like to believe things true. You can read up on the story right there. You can even buy a Devil's Gulch t-shirt. But you'll see no mention of Adelbert Ames, and I think that's a crime. I can't help thinking he's the hero, not Jesse the Thug. Adelbert served his country in war and peace. Jesse blew a bank heist that left blood on Northfield streets. Visit Gerritsen sometime. It's a heck of a leap. Make your own judgment. But pick up a t-shirt, because you'll want to remember at least some of the good stuff we've all but forgotten.